Week 1, Day 1. Imaginative Prayer.
Listen to the Word of God from John chapter 21. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out into the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them: fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were about 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them bread and the fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead. Imagine what it would have been like to be there as this scene unfolded. Imagine the sights, sounds, and smells flooding this encounter between the risen Jesus and his friends there at the beach that morning. As the passage is read a second time, don't just listen to the story. Imagine that you are actually there. Think about what you are seeing as the story unfolds. What do you notice around you? What catches your attention or surprises you? What expressions do you see on people's faces? Open up all of your senses as you use your imagination to become a first-person witness to these events. What sounds do you hear? What can you smell? Is there anything you're tasting or touching? What's the mood like there on the beach? Listen to the Word of God from John chapter 21. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out into the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them: fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were about 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them bread and the fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead. Take some time to record what you noticed and sensed the second time through the passage. Thank you. Imaginative prayer is a way to remind ourselves that what we read in the Bible isn't just a bunch of stories. These are real things that happen to real people. Sometimes, especially with familiar Bible stories, we forget that when these things happen, the people involved didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know how it would all turn out. Imaginative prayer helps us to see these stories from a fresh perspective. Here are a few more questions to help you enter into the story. Where do you imagine yourself to be in the story? On the beach beside Jesus? In the boat with the disciples? Or maybe watching from a distance? With whom do you most relate in the story? John, the beloved disciple, who was the first one to recognize Jesus? Peter, who was the first to respond? Or perhaps the other disciples who remained in the boat? Write down some thoughts about how you fit into the story. The last thing to imagine is, what happens next? If you were there that day, what would you go and do? What would you tell someone? Let's say you somehow had access to Facebook or Twitter. What would you post or tweet to describe what you experienced that day? Write that down in your devotional or journal and thank God in prayer for this time to listen, imagine, and learn.